Mitch McConnell blasts Democrats for shirking legislative duties, put aside socialist daydreams. By Hannah Blow on November 5, 2019. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, on Tuesday blasted Democrats for shirking their legislative duties in pursuit of impeachment and far-left schemes, calling for them to finally put aside socialist daydreams and fulfill their basic government responsibilities. McConnell unleashed a tweet storm on Tuesday, sparked by his Democrat colleagues' decision to block funding for our nation's armed forces and USMCA while they pursue their three-year-old impeachment obsession. Senate Democrats have voted twice to block funding for our nation's armed forces. Our competitors are growing stronger. America and our allies are threatened, McConnell stated, adding that Democrats would rather fight with the White House than deliver bipartisan funding for our military. Meanwhile, House Democrats are blocking the USMCA while they pursue their three-year-old impeachment obsession. 176,000 new American jobs are being held up because this major new trade deal might interfere with House Democrats' political theater. He continued, slamming 2020 Democrat candidates for continually rallying around far-left schemes on the campaign trail. We need our Democratic colleagues to put aside socialist daydreams and fulfill their basic governing responsibilities, McConnell said, calling on Democrats to step it up and refocus. Republicans are ready and waiting to fund our service members. We are ready and waiting to pass the USMCA. We just need Democrats to show up, he added. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, has been focusing on publicly condemning the Trump administration for pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement, an agreement that remains entirely symbolic in nature. In the long list of pitiful and dangerous policy decisions that real Donald Trump has made as president, today's announcement ranks as one of the worst, Schumer tweeted. Future generations will look back on President Trump's decision as a dramatic step backward in the fight to address the climate crisis that will hurt our planet, our economy, and our national security for decades to come, he added in another tweet.